This is it. This is the last dance. You know how you say penultimate?
Yeah.
Or you hate penultimate? I'm going to hate the last. Everyone now says everything is not the last time. It's the last dance because of that bloody Jordan Docco. I think in 10 years, that's going to be the new big dance.
Oh.
Big dance. The big dance. Hey, it's a very special final edition. And not because it is the grand final edition. It's the last chance for us to talk to you. And it's been a lot of fun once again this year. But hey, who was part of the crew last week? Sean Ormerod, you win a car. Joel Kane, you win a car.
Gennade,
you win a car. Everyone's best bets came off. It was like a feature on a poker machine, and all the lightnings were filled, and it was a wonderful weekend. I hope everyone cashed in. A
couple of big prices there as well. I actually feel a little bit left out because mine was only the $1.90 pot.
It's okay. They're all winners. Yeah. They're all winners.
So, Dan, you had Melbourne Panthers under 18.5.
I've never felt better about a game. I've never felt better about reading a game. That's actually what concerns me. I can't read this one coming up this week, but what did you have?
I'll tell you what, the Nelson no try, I knew I was good. Half full double the Penny Panthers. Neither had lost when they'd left at half time.
Well, $5 was beautiful. And what was yours, Shauna? Penrith plus 9.5.
Just a plus, yeah.
You know nice what was good simple. About what? Yes, I know you're saying it's only $1.90 or $1.95. At least you knew. You're pretty comfortable early that even if Melbourne were to win, it was going to be by the skin of its teeth.
Finally, the real George Jennings sort of did stand up for me. Finally. I've been potting him for a while, but in a big game, that's what you get for signing George Jennings, I'm afraid.
Hey,
bracket 2.0 is alive. Come on, you fans. Now, let's get there.
Now, it's your one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you need Penrith to beat South.
That's right.
This is the bracket I don't endorse, but it was $8.50. That's not to be sneezed at. Are there many people on this? Like, is there a lot of money wrong?
I haven't checked, actually. But the when we initially put it up, they did steam into all three. You haven't back. You're not on Penrith to win the comp,
I would have thought so.
Oh, no. My God.
Come on, the Panthers.
It's the one thing I thought on Saturday afternoon. And by the way, vindication for the NRL to move that game. We'll get to that in a second. But I thought, oh, God, now I'm going to have to put up with Kane and his Penrith. Because you can let people know when you're on a winner.
No, it's all right. I've got those to win, by the way.
1.6 million people watched the game on Saturday afternoon. Now, I think the talk of let's get back to an afternoon grand final. Well, it's interesting the NRL will at least look at it. I don't think it'll ever happen. My opinion is you put a grand final on the afternoon at night time, the ratings are going to be pretty much exactly the same either way because you're all in for that game. But are you now prepared to apologise and say, yes, you were right, the game should have been moved and should have had clear air and leave the AFL to its own?
No, I agree with that.
No, you didn't. You,
yes, well, I did.
We argued for 10 minutes.
No, but I...
You said, oh, why let the AFL get
Yeah,
get
no,
away
no.
With
I
it.
Said in the first place, they shouldn't have had the Melbourne Storm playing on that day. But I do agree it was the right decision because the fans, Dan, lead the way. You're not convinced, are you?
Beautiful, beautiful smother. But it was a good weekend.
Great weekend.
Unreal.
Just on relocation, Sean, just because it's the chat already, and you may know the answer by the time you're listening. If it went to Townsville, what do the punters need to know? All bets are off or?
Bets will be void.
Premiership bets, those sorts of things, all 60 go play
all
on.
All the futures ones will stand.
Yes.
So Churchill.
If you've had a bet in the match books, the grand final book, they'll be scratched and you can replace them.
So pretty much from the time the teams were announced at 4 PM on Tuesday, yesterday, any bets after that relating to the game?
Yep. It's voided. Not moving, is it?
Brisbane. I don't know.
Brisbane people. What's that?
He said, is it moving?
I don't know, but you know what?
Big test for Anastasia.
Ah.
Big test.
I've got a political observation. I know you can't wait for it, everyone listening at home and driving. I was of the opinion there's no way this game's being moved. But then Campbell Bloody Newman went to the media yesterday and said, this is what's going to happen. He's now running as, a Liberal Democrat. It's a minor party. Former Queensland Premier. He said, you watch Anastasia. She's going to keep this game going. And then on Monday morning, she's going to call for a snap lockdown. She's going to make... I thought, you bloody idiot. I think that too. But now that you've said it, it's like you're daring her.
Yes.
And the scared Dr. Jeanette Young please don't get AstraZeneca if you're under 40. Oh, no, now you can. I've changed my mind. Now they're going to bloody change the game. So, Brisbane people, blame your former premier if it happens. I hope you get to see it. I'm glad the game's a sellout because I think the crowds have been disappointing. I know Brisbane people are going to come back to me, oh, Ganain, you could only get 30,000 to a prelim 2 years ago between the Roosters and the Storm, and you are right.
Well, they can come at you on Twitter now because you're back on.
I'm back on socials. I'm back on. And I was disappointed with the lack of abuse that I copped. I must admit, I was stealing myself for about three months of hate.
Yeah.
There were things there that were mentioned, and there was a bit of it, but there were things there that I didn't know what they were referencing. They were obviously calls within games.
Yeah.
And by the time I read that now, I had no idea what the hell they were talking about. But you know what is interesting, and it's not even about social media, is when I've learnt. And someone told me if you do something for three straight months or you don't do something, that's habit forming. So I haven't done this for 3 months. I hardly go back and check it now. You know it's that absent minded thing. Now that'll change, I'm sure.
No, I did, which is a bit A grade-ish. I wrote a tweet saying that the Panthers are the team to win the comp and the value and all that stuff.
You're not getting into a slagging match.
No, I didn't this time. So, and all these people just launched into me, you're off your head and Melbourne this and all that. So what I did, I went back through the feed and I didn't say anything. Yeah. I just liked all those comments.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I just liked them. The subtle. Yeah. That would annoy them.
Just liked it.
Yeah.
Just to say, I saw that.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's very good. Hey. Just on the afternoon grand final argument. Do you think, because I really enjoyed it, but was it enhanced by the fact that the Kazali was on straight after it? It made, because I was up and about.
Yeah, I was up and about.
I was really up and about that. Yeah. There was a cracking game, and then you had 45 minutes or an hour to duck down to BWS, restock, and then sit down.
Agree.
So
agree. Look, if that's a Saturday afternoon, doesn't rate normally because people do things on Saturday afternoons. Yeah. If it was a Sunday afternoon, I think it would have rated on its own merits. Bad result for Channel 9 to have Penrith and South. South is huge, but Penrith okay, but they desperately wanted Melbourne.
So
does it really sway that much?
It does.
In
Melbourne,
in a big one-off event?
Yeah, the Melbourne audience.
So Melbourne, you'd be looking at probably 500,000 to 600,000 if the Storm were playing.
So they're not going to watch it?
Yeah, half. Same, but that's 300,000. That's a significant chunk.
Same if the Swans or the Giants are in. We'd get around it far more here. You're getting a lot more local press to promote it, all those sorts of things.
By the way, we were just commenting off here. You know, you get those weekends where you can't miss, right? And they don't happen often, but we all had it. Except our friend Alex Volkanov, or your mate. By the way, we would have participated in an interview if we knew it was going to be part of our feed.
Yeah.
We were told it was going to be somewhere else. He was nearly bloody right, Volkanov. Yeah. He said round three.
Yeah.
And I'd got back on Twitter by that stage. It's a very odd thing following a UFC fight on Twitter when you go to the hashtag and every 1 second, oh, Jesus, it's over. It's over. And it's not over. Nah. And I'm thinking, I know it's round three.
What about the Twitter? The Twitter boxing nuffies and UFC nuffies that score each round themselves and then post them. Come on,
leave me alone. What about the shot of him?
Sean, I've done that
at Las Vegas.
I've gone to Gallant Fights and done that.
Hey,
see him at the Raiders game.
Oh, was he there? Was he? Yeah. No, I missed it.
Yeah,
Volkanov.
Judging by
they panned to him at the big stadium there, the $1 billion
Good
stadium.
Good for him.
At the Raiders game, and he's got the belt on.
Judging by his team that was in the background in that hotel room when you had a chat to him,
I
reckon they might have let down.
Well, that home affairs, I tipped them one too.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, yeah. Whoa. Jesus, it's a good week. Hey, here we go.
Little head wobble. Hang on, you tipped him a horse.
No, his mates. So when we wrapped up the conversation, his mates dived into the chat and they said, oh, can you send us your racing tips? I said, just back home affairs.
Yes.
So I got a bit funky. I had home affairs to win, which was during the day, into Panthers half full double. So it was like 22-1. But the problem was, I'd locked in $3.50 for home affairs. It bolted in, paid $7.
Drift.
So it's the old punter's never happy, isn't it?
Yeah. So what, you won it 22-1?
Yeah, but it should have been like 40-1.
We're not. This is a day of celebration.
Yes,
we're not.
When you win, you lose.
That's right.
All right. Let's play. Do this. Let's save our best for last, eh? Basil Zemplis. Now, I don't mind him stuffing up their presentation. Wasn't it all about Basil, the presentation? The mayor of Perth doing the AFL presentation. He forgot to introduce the coach. Now, you've done presentation. Mm. You can forget that. It happens, all right? It's a high-pressure situation. But what about his tweet? His look-at-me tweet. Basil, the king of Perth, Zemplis. Let's all go gobbledygook for Zab Subbledy Cook.
Oh.
Hey, I'll never forget that line for as long as I live.
Big year for Basil, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's let's all applaud at the, what was it, the 20 minute and 21 second mark to our to send a message of hope and support for our East Coast brothers.
Oh, I missed this. Oh, God.
Oh, Basil. Just enjoy your grand final. You get it once. I'm happy for the people of Perth that you get, and it looked great. It actually looked fantastic. The big game at Optus Stadium.
We're not beeping that out either. That's staying.
No, that's
this
staying
is an 18 plus podcast. That's staying in.
No, that's gone. No. It gets beefed. No. The editors in chief will be beavering away. But anyway, there are my two grand final Bambies.
Oh, I love Joel that. Kane. Let's get gobbledygook for Stubbly Cook. Okay, mine is I don't want to go down the path that's been reported, the Reece Walsh path. Bad look for the obvious reason. But I'm going to say this, and he's a Bambi, good-looking young kid, yep. A lot of following around him. But my Bambi is this. The incident put aside, have your own say on that. But mine is this. Whatever he gets for a suspension, throw on an extra 2 weeks. When they started to play Sweet Caroline, he has the hide, the temerity, the audacity to say he doesn't know the song. How do you not know Sweet Caroline?
Yeah. He knew he got to the chorus and he started belting.
He's 19. He's 19.
A, it made me feel very old, and B, he should know that. Extra 2 weeks,
on,
please.
I give the kid credit for being part of the Sweet Caroline cabal at 19.
Yeah.
That he has, it's not too cool for...
Toby Rudolph gets him in a headlock and he says, here we go. And he says, oh, I don't know this song. You don't know Sweet Caroline. If you start saying that about American Pie, I'll never mention your name ever again, Reece Walsh. That's me.
Okay, very nice. By the way, Reece, Don Geis said it perfectly in 30 Rock. You get one cry in your life. He's used up his cry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I was moved.
Yep. What about...
I think when someone says they've done something for the first time, at the time they've been caught, I tend not to believe that. But you get one cry in your life and he used it, so spend it wisely.
And well done to the Warriors. I thought they took a lot of heat out of it doing that.
Absolutely.
And can you just imagine him sitting there and, like, I've never touched any of that stuff, but I've certainly had plenty of drinks and had a hangover. Imagine sitting there having to do that, hungover, having to address the media.
He actually looked quite fresh.
That's a tough carry, isn't it?
Very tough carry. And I've had some bad hangovers, but that would probably take the cake for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
You got one?
I've got a Bambi.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, he's taking a run up here. He's taking a run up. This is
Nick Cummins.
The Badger.
I refuse to refer to him by his nickname because it's
the underpants model.
Nicholas Cummins.
Nicholas Cummins. Now, have you seen the footage of him from last week?
No.
Driving in his car with a mate down some country road, I'm not sure where they were. Now, keeping in mind, Nick Cummins has been out of the limelight for quite some time, so he probably needed something just to get back into the spotlight. And lo and behold, there's a sheep or a goat trapped in a barbed wire fence. But before, so they're just driving down the country road, before the cars even stopped.
Isn't this how jokes start?
His mate is there with a video camera. Honey Badger gets out of the car, goes over to the sheep trapped in the fence like he's some... hero, rolls the sleeves up, and then commentates.
You just used his nickname, saving, by the way, as Sue's pointed out.
Yeah, I did it on. Yeah. The saving of this baby sheep, or whatever, a lamb would be the name of it. But while his mate just stands there and videos the whole thing. Now, I'm not saying that Nick put the sheep there, but it was very, very convenient.
No, what you're saying is that...
Is it Brucing?
Yes, it is. But what you're saying, where I'm reading between the lines, is that they've potentially driven right up to this thing, then almost reversed the car to say, okay, let's set the stage a little bit better.
Yes, yep. Before the car had even stopped, his mate was videoing.
Yeah.
Now, draw between the dots.
Okay, we're just on the subject of Brucing.
I like it. I think you've saved one of your best for last.
I think we need a community announcement, boys.
Yes.
Because... this happened with the Dalliams, no surprise. But what you're going to see this week, keep an eye out on social media for the player who's played in a grand final formally.
Ooh.
and they post how good's grand final day or grand final week, and it's a picture of them playing in said grand final.
Oh, okay, you got to name some contenders here. Maybe we can in an
Oh, Gary Jack's $1.
Who?
Gary Jack's a big chance. He did that for the Daly M.
I think, though,
Corey Parker's a big chance. That's right in his wheelhouse. Don't you reckon?
Will he have a shirt on when he does it?
And people,
the bloke's got a good rig. Why are you punishing him for having a good rig? Yes, he gets it out for a lot.
Well, then who else could you see?
I don't
doing
know.
It?
This is your thing. You can
but you will see one, won't
you? Oh, absolutely. I'm trying to think. I'll use an ad break to think.
The caption will be something like, how good's grand final week, or great memories, or do you think so?
Absolutely.
I'm thinking one of those Cronulla boys might do it. But
oh, yes.
Gal?
Yeah, but it's not as if we don't see him all
the
time.
Like Lukey Lewis?
No, I don't know. So that's why I've got to put my thinking cap on and work it. But anyway, you'll see it on social
media.
James
Maloney won't do it.
And I'll see it now that I'm back on.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Tag Dan Ganane, at Dan Ganane.
If
you've seen it in there.
Well, I tried to get something going, so I said, right, who cashed in off all our tips this weekend? Didn't get much of a response. That's the problem, though. With
crickets.
If you haven't contributed for 3 months on something.
I did see one screenshot, and it certainly wasn't a sports bet app that was being used, so
whoever
that was, take a good look at yourself.
No, see, I didn't mind that because I thought you're taking money from the other mob. I mean, they've got to pay Shaquille O'Neal somehow, and that's going to be less for the big Shaqzilla. But the final words, Joel Kane.
Enjoy the grand final, and most importantly, gamble responsibly.
They're sending a message.
Outside, and the field is set to run.
Sorry, everyone,
we're still alive in the quaddy.
Sportsbet's new Bet With Mates. Start your group and share in the moment. New from Sportsbet.